this Bentwaters case is incredible. You've done some great work on it. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it continues to unfold. And one of the military voices that I will be including in my National Press Club program has never been on radio or TV before. He is Sergeant Rick Bobo, who was in the tower above the RAF Bentwaters weapons storage area when a large, glowing, reddish-blue light suddenly appeared and stayed in the sky, George, completely motionless for nearly 2 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah. The RAF Bentwaters weapons storage area, now this is really important for people to remember, we're going back 30 years, and back then, that Bentwaters, it's also known as the WSA, had nuclear weapons in December 1980, and that was a big top secret at the time. Those nuke bunkers were watched around the clock by security from the WSA alarm station watchtower. There was some secret agreement between the highest levels of our government and the British government for this to have happened, but it was not supposed to be known to anyone. And the fact that there seemed to be interest throughout the almost the entire year of 1980 by lights, it wasn't just the last week of December. I have amazing material that I'll be presenting in Washington that even was happening in January and February, 12 months earlier. But no one reported it, George, because everybody at the base kept being told, we have a lot of lights, we have a lot of weird stuff here, don't report it, or you will bring trouble down on your head. That's a fact. Now, up in the tower, 50 feet up above the stored nuke weapons, in the last week of Christmas in 1980, and I am estimating that the date is December 28, 1980, after midnight, based on so many interviews. And it's interesting how so many of the people who worked, they can't get a clear picture. They just know they saw lights, and we're always trying to get exactly the right times and the right dates. We think that everything that I'm going to be talking about is between December 26th, midnight, and sunup on December 28th, and that the night that I'm focusing on right now, I believe, is the night that Colonel Halt was out in the forest with a whole team of men. And this is the Rick Bobo up in the WSA tower, because he was listening on the radio to Colonel Halt and these men in the forest. Now, he sees this huge reddish-blue light emit a smaller light that sped right down into Rendlesham Forest. And at least twice, Sergeant Bobo phoned Central Security Control, and in each call he was told the situation was under control because there was an investigation in the forest already. So that's why he thinks, and I think, it's the night that Colonel Halt was there, which we think is after midnight on December 28th. Now, today, Rick Bobo is 52 years old and works in the Indiana Department of Transportation, the state in which he was born and raised. When Rick Bobo graduated from high school in 1975, there was a recession, jobs were scarce like now, and the next year, he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. He was sent to Lackland, Texas, for basic training, and guess who he met there? John Burroughs. The two airmen ended up at RAF Bentwaters together in early 1980. And recently, I talked with Rick Bobo by phone about what he saw and heard during his D flight, Delta flight security. John Burroughs was on C flight. Different flights had different rounds of security hours, which becomes a very important part in understanding what happened at RAF Bentwaters and how so many secrets were kept between one flight and another. And here now is former RAF Bentwaters Sergeant Rick Bobo.
It looked really big, and there was red and blue. And I did see something come down from it and went down into the woods.
Was the big light still up in the air and something went?
Oh, yes, yes.
So it's up in the air, and something went from it down into Rendlesham Forest.
Yes.
Okay, and how long were you able to see that reddish-blue large light?
Oh, goodness. It was there a long time.
Was there something about it that you remember that was highly strange in comparison to terrestrial lights?
It just sat there. It didn't go anywhere. It just sat in one spot. I think you could have put a crosshair on it, and it never would have moved.
Wow.
Never wavered. No pilot said, yes.
If it went on for an hour or two, that defies terrestrial ability pretty much, doesn't it?
I think. It's my opinion. I was maybe 50 feet in the air. I could see a lot.
How high do you think the red-blue object was?
Well, it's hard to say. It was also, out, so it was much higher than I was.
Would it have been 300 or 400 feet above the forest, or...?
I would say that would be at least.
What was the color of the light that left and went down into the forest?
Boy, I tell you, it was just like a ship going down, leaving a streak or something. You know what I mean?
Moving really fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it went down really fast, yeah.
From you standing up in the WSA tower at Bentwaters, in your mind's eye, would that red-blue light have been something like the size of a full moon to a human mind?
Well, it would have been very large. Is it a harvest full moon, you know, where it looks really big? Or mm-hmm. It was a large object.
Did you see more than one object leave it fast and go down into the woods?
Well, I think I only saw one, I think.
Well, Rick, did you ever see any beams of light come down from the bluish-red large light into either the Bentwaters weapons storage area, RAF Woodbridge weapons storage?
Nothing came into Bentwaters, just so you know that. Nothing came into the Bentwaters storage area.
Did you say to anybody, I think that we have an urgent situation with this unidentified that is large, that is just hanging outside of this tower?
Just to Whiskey 2 to CSC, I have an object in the sky. I can't identify it. It's got red and blue lights. It's sitting stationary. It just appeared. My main concern was that WSA.
You were talking with Tim Edrisik, and you were Whiskey 2.
Yes.
And he was Whiskey 1?
Yes, he should have been Whiskey 1.
Okay. And why I'm asking about the beam down into the Bentwaters weapons storage area where the nuclear weapons, Colonel Hult said that during that night, when they were in the forest, they had a beam come down very close to them. And he said it looked like in the distance, in the direction of the Bentwaters WSA, that more beams were being shot down then as well.
Not into the WSA.
Okay. Well, that's an important piece.
I was in the tower. It didn't happen. It may have appeared so from where he was. I could see that. But nothing came in that WSA. Not unless it took all memory of it away from all of us that were in there.
I understand what you're saying.
Because it would not have been a small thing. It would have been a rather large thing.